Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all!
Hey, hey!
Oh. I hope all of y'all are feeling good out there. I'm here in my home, and so is the Atlanta crew. They're in their casitas también. And yes. Heidi and Frank are coming to us from their studio. And
El Estudio.
Sí. Let's get right into it, y'all. Yeah. Sí. Coming up, there's more drama in the Mary-Kate Olsen divorce saga, and we'll tell you what career LeBron James considered instead of basketball, and who's shooting their shot at New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. What is happening?
Wow.
Yo, Heidi, what you got? Let's take it out with my girl, Heidi.
Thanks, Chewy. You know, congratulations are in order. For somebody we love, singer Sia has just announced that she adopted two boys last year. She's 44 years old, so she's a brand new mom. She explains. Take
love
a look.
It. Yay, Sia.
Sia, you adopted a son, didn't you?
I did. I actually adopted two sons last year. They're both 18. They were 18. They were aging out of the foster care system. And yeah, and I love them.
Record scratch.
Well, there's a bit of a record scratch. I didn't even know that was possible. But yes, Sia adopted two boys who were aging out of the foster care system. Mm. So she adopted two 18-year-old men.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
I appreciate
it. Portia, you know, it really got me started thinking about you is that did Sia do the smart thing here and get through all the baby stuff and all the teething and the toddling and all of that and just surpass that and just adopt grown men?
First and foremost, what she did is honorable, and God bless her for doing that. Yeah. And yes, raising a little baby is really hard, but she got them right at the time. She about to spend the most money. She got to pay for college.
Yep.
She got to get them an apartment.
Right.
She got them where it's time to bank in. Right.
They're like, I'm an adult, Mom. You can't ground me.
Thanks, Mom. Can I borrow some money?
Well, damn it.
It's okay, but at least these kids are not having to go through worried about finding their real mother. They already grown. Oh. They already know what's up with that.
I still don't think
they know who the real mom is. Right? Look at her. You came to, I don't know who she is.
Exactly.
I have no idea. Boys, it's mommy, boys. Here I am. Would you like some breakfast, some pancakes?
Yeah.
All right, so we talked about how Mary-Kate Olsen filed for divorce from her husband, Olivier Sarkozy. Well, now we might know the reason why she wants to split. Now, Olivier, who's 50, already has kids and doesn't want any more. Now, Mary-Kate, who's 33, was originally okay with that, but it seems like she changed her mind. She should have adopted Sia's kids. Now, a source told People magazine a few years ago, having a baby was not a priority for her, and that has changed. Now, Frank, do you think she was looking for a father or perhaps a grandfather figure when she got with Olivier?
It seems like she married Olivier just to piss somebody else off.
Perhaps her own father.
Yeah, perhaps her own father.
So, Gary, do you think that he probably treated her like one of the kids?
Yeah, look at that picture. Baby, he's grabbing his girl by the forehead, and he kissed her. She's like, she's about to run. Like, he kidnapped her.
She's like,
she looked terrified.
Word on the street is that Olivier, who's 50 years old, was a party boy, and Mary-Kate, who's 33, is more of a homebody. Does that surprise you at all, brother?
Not at all, because you remember we used to see the pictures of like her and her sister walking down the street? It looked like they had to be in before the sun went down.
Yeah, they looked like two old ladies.
They looked homeless, but you wouldn't even know they were worth $200 million, so yeah.
Now, everybody loves y'all New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, honey, for his response to COVID-19, y'all. Now, admirers are even calling themselves Cuomo sexual. All right, bitch, Cuomo sexuals, honey. Well, married to medical star, baby, Ms. Quad Webb, honey, she is throwing her hand and arrange y'all to date single governor, y'all. Now, check this out.
This is my bid for Governor Cuomo. Let me tell you something. The people told me down to the New York City that you were very, very single. Now, it's interesting enough that I'm single, too. And I'm just saying, I'm loving how you're running the great state of New York. I mean, your heart is so big, and that's what I'm most attracted to. I understand you are single. And after the quarantine, you'll be ready to mingle. Well, let me just tell you, you can call me. You can.
How's he saying no to that?
What? How he saying no?
Yes. Yes.
Baby. No.
Say what you want. Yes. Say what you got
couple,
to do.
Man. Shoot your chopper.
So, Brad, honey, now, you think, Miss Quad, honey, you think she'll make a good first lady in New York?
I think she will be a good first lady, but it would be tough to be the first lady of New York. New York is a fast, rough, and harsh city, and if you ain't ready for it, they will drag you. And I'm not sure he's ready for Miss Quad, because Miss Quad is too many things, honey. Miss Quad might be too ahead of the game for him.
You're kidding? He has nipple rings. Quad's perfect for him.
He does.
Wait,
what? Frank, that's, I mean, I thought so too, but I think that's allegedly.
No, it's real.
Allegedly, it's real.
Damn.
Okay, Portia, so you know Portia, Governor Cuomo dated Chef Sandra Lee for over a decade. Do you think Quad would be good for him? Like, would he be able to handle what she's serving up?
I think he is ready for the type of spice. Spice, listen, she's a chef. She has her own cookbook. She can fix him all these good meals after a hard day at work.
That's right.
Get him some oxtail, collard greens, some macaroni and cheese, and put some meat on his bone. I think she'd be perfect for him.
And hearing that he has nipple rings, I'm kind of having a change of heart. I think he might be able to handle Miss
Quad. He may be able to handle him. He may have her tied up in the basement like 50 Shades of Grey.
But does he want to go black and not go back? Mm. That's the question.
Yeah, he looks like it's something about looking at him look like he can handle some darkness.
Yeah, he could,
some dark chocolate.
He could handle those quads.
Okay, a lot of stars are talking to their fans through social media because, you know, we're all stuck at home. Mm-hmm. So I wondered who people think is most trustworthy. Well, Ranker.com has a list. You can go to their site and you can vote thumbs up, thumbs down on people, up or down, kind of like Reddit.
Okay.
And there are some of the rankings from when I looked at it. Who do you think is number one is the most trustworthy celebrities out there?
Tom Hanks.
Who said that?
Oh, wait.
He has a trusty face.
Damn, Headcrab.
Tom Hanks. Mr. Rogers, too. He got double for his, trouble.
Let's see. In the number 14 spot, you had Sandra Bullock as most trustworthy.
Okay. Yeah, I like her.
And I see that.
You would think maybe Barack and Michelle Obama would be before Sandra Bullock, but no. You got to drop all the way down to 46th and 47th place for Barack and Michelle Obama.
Well, they are politics. So you got some people who think you can't trust politicians, so that's probably where that comes from.
Right. Wouldn't you think Oprah would be in the top five,
top 10?
Top 10?
Yeah, sure.
Oprah?
Yes.
Let me give you the score. You're going to have to go and vote and move Oprah up the list.
I will.
Oprah's at number 151.
Oh, no.
What about Julia Roberts?
Brad, Julia Roberts didn't even make the list.
This is crap.
And I kept going down looking for her name and couldn't find it.
List is crap.
Now, I got to ask Gary, if the Dish Nation cast and crew were on ranker, who would be the most trustworthy of all of us, Gary?
To be honest with you, Frank, I think the most trustworthy person beside myself is you. Because all the other ones, they're just faking a shake.
Wow. No, you did not.
Frank is the most trustworthy person. He tells it like it is. He let y'all know that y'all ain't worth a and he keeps it real. I think that's great.
That's right.
He lets us know that he ain't worth
All right, y'all, up next, find out what other sport LeBron James was thinking about playing instead of basketball. All that coming up next.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey!
Okay, check this out. So did y'all know that LeBron James considered giving up basketball at one point of his life? Did y'all know that?
Why would he do that?
He's so great at it.
He revealed on a podcast called Uninterrupted that he had such serious concerns about the NBA lockout in 2011, he actually began training for a football career. Take a look.
I had no idea how long the lockout was going to be. And myself and my trainer, my man Sears, we really started to actually train to be a football player when it came to October and November. We started to run. We started to clock our times with the 40s. We started to add a little bit more in our bench presses and things of that nature.
Yo, Crack.
I'm not mad.
Do you feel LeBron's That's basketball really fans would have followed him to the NFL?
Absolutely. I mean, he is such a like a dynamic figure in just sports, period. I think they would have rocked with him no matter where he went, and he kind of has the physique to where he probably could play football.
Yeah. Man.
Really?
So, Chewy, do you think LeBron would have been just as good in football as he is in basketball?
Yo, listen, I saw tapes of LeBron playing football in high school, and that man was a force in high school.
Wow.
Not only, of course, on the basketball field, but he was a phenomenal football player. And to see his physique on that football field, he would have been an absolute force. Like, he would have been a juggernaut on that field. He could have been an amazing wide receiver. He would have been an amazing tight end.
Now, Gary, like that. A wide receiver and a tight end.
Okay.
All right, so we're moving on. Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go. Just ask Chrissy Teigen. She admitted she didn't want a guilty conscience for using the restroom at Barney's without being an actual paying customer, so she did the normal thing for some people. She actually bought a Celine handbag.
Yeah. Oh, wow. All right, baby.
Well, to a guy who knows nothing about bags, that looks like the Celine Dion bag. I have no idea what's going on here, but she spent a pretty penny to go potty. Now, let's just say, Portia, if you had to like use the bathroom, would you buy a bag just so you can use the bathroom?
Mm. I would not have bought a bag. I would have tried to, you know, show my little ball out by buying a nice little keychain, something like that. Oh, I mean, I can't just go in there and buy a bag, maybe a hundred or
but
two.
But it's only $1,500, Portia. Come on.
But you're in Barney's. You have to kind of pay along with the place you're in. So like, if I'm going to a coffee shop, I'm gonna buy a bagel. You know what I'm saying? If you're in Barney's, you buy a damn bag. You buy a keychain. Right. You know, that's just how it works.
Something they selling.
But I would imagine it had to be other stores nearby that she could have went to. Like, where was Claire's? Could she have not gone to a Claire's bathroom?
Claire's probably don't even have a bathroom. She gonna go in Claire's to pee and come out with her ears pierced. Or get some earring back.
Piercing.
Right. Pierced and glitter in her hair.
And glitter in her hair. Okay, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
Ladies and gents, need a serum that will instantly hydrate your skin while locking in essential moisture? Well, I got just what you need. This revitalizing serum is a daily head-to-toe weightless all-over-your-body moisturizer, and it's 100% derived from plants and ideal for all types of skin, even sensitive skin. Oh, and did I mention it also comes with an easy-to-use facial roller to help apply cream or serum? Wow.
All right.
I need this, Brett. I love it. Tell me more. Well, Portia, girl, the serum can be used for your hair and moisturize dry cuticles. And get this, the facial roller can help reduce puffiness and achieve a more refreshed appearance, darling.
Well, how much is it?
Well, Gary, usually the Biossance Revitalizing Serum and Facial Roller has been seen as high as $69, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $16.
Woo! Say what?
Just go to MorningSafe.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you. All right, y'all, don't go anywhere. More Dish Nation coming up after the break.
Dish Nation.
Hey, hey, welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey.
All right, you guys, I'm here to let you know that my boy Nick Cannon ain't out here just wilding out. Oh, no, honey. You need to put some respect on his name.
Because
he recently graduated from University with a degree in criminology and administration of justice and a minor in Africana studies, darling.
Wow.
He posted the exciting news to social media with a video of him speaking at the virtual commencement ceremony, y'all. Take a look.
There's nothing in the world that can take place of persistence. Talent will not, because there's nothing more common than unsuccessful people with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost like a proverb, and education alone will not. The world is full of educated derelicts, but persistence and determination is omnipotent, and we know that.
I mean, he sounded all educated and everything. He ain't done there, y'all. He said he's moving on to higher learning, and he's going going to continue studying to receive his master's and his PhD.
Now, Gary, how emotional were you when you were graduating, Gary, from broadcasting school? How emotional were you?
You know what? Believe it or not, I was happy because it took me 20 years to get a four-year degree, so it was a very touching moment.
You did it.
Wait
a minute. So yes, basically, honey. you were broadcasting on the radio, still in school, trying to get the broadcasting degree.
Wow. Exactly. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Exactly.
Oh my God, love it.
Nick Cannon is actually doing morning radio in Los Angeles. So when I graduated from Howard, I thought it was Howard Stern University.
Yeah, right.
I was like, Howard Stern has a university?
He should.
All right, you guys, it's time for Yes, just days after Brian Austin Green confirmed his split with estranged wife Megan Fox in his podcast, take a look at this. I can't stay forever. Let's play pretend and treat this night like it'll happen again. You'll be my bloody
Valentine. I love them together. They give me like the Pamela Anderson and the
Tommy Lee.
I love this.
Yeah.
So I'm the only one who didn't know that Machine Gun Kelly wasn't a rapper. I thought he was a rapper.
He is a rapper.
He's singing.
But I like him in his rock zone. He can make a lot more money doing this than he can rapping.
100%.
So to see these two in a video make you want to keep your significant other from friends that they have of the opposite sex?
Well, Frank doesn't think that women and men can be friends.
Nope,
yeah, I don't care. I'm secure with my
I don't think so either.
So wait, Portia, you and Headcrack aren't friends?
No.
Yeah, but see, me and Headcrack, I'm not in his video kissing him like this, okay? I'm not in his video, you know, doing the sexual seduction on him. We are sitting at work.
The sexual seduction.
And it wasn't because of lack of trying either. Three videos.
All right, coming up, if you're trying to reach Chris Pratt by email, it's probably not going to get to him, and I'm going to have to explain that to you after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
As parents, many of you can relate to your child playing with your phone, right?
Pretty much all the time.
It happens.
Well, Chris Pratt's son, Jack, was playing on Chris's phone and gasped when he saw this. Take a look.
Yesterday, my son was playing with my phone and he gasped in shock looking at the number of unread emails that I had. It's a lot. I get it. I know. It's mostly junk. See, what I do is I sign up for everything.
Yeah, 51,000 messages are in the trash.
He is about 20,000 more than mine.
Now, I hope no one's expecting an email from Chris Pratt.
Seriously. Am I right?
Headcrack, you have younger kids. Can you relate to this?
I can somewhat relate to this, but the amount of emails I has nothing to do with my kids. But when I do let my kids hold my phone, it comes back with apps I've never seen before, with games I'll never play, and then there's a weird orientation thing going on with my phone when I get it back. It's weird.
Headcrack, how many emails do you have unread?
Currently, at this very moment, and I kid you not, I have 75,360.
No.
We have a winner.
I hate emails, too, for real.
Gary, what's the last thing you subscribe to that just pops up in your email?
I subscribe to Pornhub the other day, and the stuff keeps,
it just keeps coming. All right, so I think Headcrack wins the most.
Headcrack's
email.
The winner, yeah.
$75,000 would have been like that.
That is a lot, Headcrack.
You need a new email address just to get our emails.
Right?
Right, exactly.
This is my new email address.
No.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.